Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So, do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, we are here again. It's episode 30. Can't believe it's been this long. And like a great band once said, we're back. We're back for more. And fellas, I'm here again once again. We're waiting for our fourth, but I'm here with the tag team duo of Thomas, Ed, and we're going to fill in the gaps until the Southern Crawdad Brad shows up and we can do our football picks. But with that being said, we're going to hit the mailbag. And Ed, we want to take from there. We'll do our weekly email stuff.
Sure, absolutely.
Ed's
email sponsored by the Brock Street Brewery Company, Whitby, Ontario, Canada. Check out their flagship beer, The Blonde, and their two gold medal-winning beers, Irish Red and Pilsner. Don't forget to check out their chocolate milk stout, which was named Best Beer in Canada 2019. And don't forget about their vodka sodas, hard seltzers, and their hard iced teas, BrockStreetBrewing.com. All right, here we go with the mailbag. Here we go. This one is from Mean Gene from Eugene. All right. I mean, this is a good one. All right. The title is Hockey Sucks. Well, you know, I can't remember which Adam Sandler movie. Want to know something, Gene? You suck. All right. Just anyway, title is Hockey Sucks. Hey, 1973, your podcast sucks. You talk about hockey because no one cares about hockey. Talk more football. Gene, from Eugene, Oregon. Gene, thanks for the email, man. Just like to give you a hard time, you know. Anyway, don't forget BrockStreetBrewing.com. Check them out. I'll flip it to you guys.
Thomas, Andy, want to handle that one off the rip?
I'm going to play the good cop and say, as we're trying to please everyone. You know, we try to put a little bit of everything for everyone on here. You know, can't please everyone. You know, it's this time of year where we're not going to have any hockey news, and there's going to be some times where there's no football news. We're not going to sit there and talk about, especially nowadays with like college football, with who cares about the NIL deals and everything. That just ruins football, all that stuff. So,
yeah, for me, it's I agree with you, Tom. That question's kind of like watching your mother drive over a cliff in a Lamborghini. You kind of got like mixed feelings. It's one of those things that, you know, you try to please everybody. I mean, we're heavy on the hockey because it's the way we grew up in regional, and it's one of the things that bonds all of us. But we're trying to please everybody, and we had said right from the rip, we started with the Super Bowl podcast. So it's not that we're anti-football. It's not that we're anti-anything. It's like the stuff that we know and we love and we have a passion for and we like to talk about, whether it's a connection with coaching or playing or kids involved or stuff that we find interesting that we watch. I mean, I'm the one that's out of the loop this season, and I'm rolling with it. I'm having fun with it. I'm just making the picks as we go. So, thanks for the emails, Ed. What do you close on that, or?
Sure. I mean, I certainly understand hockey's not for everybody. Andy, I'm going to agree with you. You know, that's what all brings all of us together. We do try to keep to the seasons that we're talking about. We try to limit baseball as much as possible, you know, because, I mean, it's baseball. You know, we do talk a little bit about it. But, I mean, hockey is where we grew up. That's how we grew up. You know, and don't get me wrong. Like, man, I love football. I mean, it's probably one of the greatest sports, and it truly is built for TV. So, you know, I get it. But thanks for the email, Gene. We really do appreciate it. And, you know, thanks for the support.
Keep sending them in. Yeah. We'll answer all of them. We'll, if it's a short week, and you know, like I said last week, I probably get like 5 or 6 a week. If we can't get to it 1 week, I'll put it on a back burner, and I'll pick from whatever kind of current events we're talking about, and we'll go from there. You can send them in to killerindustries@comcast.net. So with that being said, Tom, what do you think? Time for some shitty picks, and then we'll roll some football picks.
Sure. So,
Ed, Tom Shitty Picks.
Tom Shitty Picks.
Yep.
Buy the shirt. Stop being so cheap.
Yep. Stop being cheap. Stop being cheap.
Buy the shirt.
Here he comes. Go ahead, Tom.
So, last week, my pick of the week was Trevor Lawrence, and he had a pretty good day today. Went 24 for 32, 241 yards and 2 touchdowns. Had 21 yards receiving. So, depending on what ESPN, if you use the ESPN app for your fantasy, you got around 19 or 20 points. So it wasn't bad. This coming week, I'm going Homer. I'm going Baker Mayfield from OU, Tampa Bay. They're playing against Chicago. Chicago got lit up by Jordan Love today. I think Mayfield, with the receivers he has, going to have a big day.
And you had your football pool last week, Tom, right? The picks?
Yes.
Yeah, the draft.
Yes. Yeah, so, we did. And actually, my two receivers this week, my two receivers I got were Tyreek Hill and Justin Jefferson, and they combined for 68 points.
Cool. So because we got so many games to cover for week two, you want to just roll right into some matchups and we'll go from there?
Absolutely.
Okay. So this is our picks for week two of NFL season. So watch them all week. See how we did. Let us know in the comments. See if you can chirp us for our football knowledge, especially these three bozos under me. So,
all right. Game one, I believe it's Thursday night. It's Philadelphia Eagles are at home, and they are playing the Minnesota Vikings. Andy?
Eagles.
Ed?
I'm going Eagles.
Yep. How about you, Brad?
Vikings all day.
Ooh.
There he is.
I'm going the Eagles. I just think they have too much offense. Minnesota's defense, kind of shaky. Game two, the Atlanta Falcons are at home, and they're playing the Green Bay Packers. Andy?
Falcons at home.
All right. Ed?
I'm going with Packers.
Brad?
Falcons, baby.
Ooh, I'm going Green Bay. They look good today. Jordan Love looked really good. Aaron Jones had a big day. I think that's going to be a high-scoring game, but I think Green Bay will win. Third game, Buffalo's playing at home against the Las Vegas Raiders. Andy?
I'm going to have to go old school, go my Raiders.
You know Al Davis is dead, right?
He is? Really? When did that happen?
Ed?
Next thing you're going to tell me, Hugh Hefner died.
Oh, my God. Bill, I'm going to go with the Bills.
How about you, Brad?
Bills Mafia.
Yeah, I'm going Buffalo. I mean, we're basing the fact on it that everyone's going to come into the game healthy because Buffalo hasn't played this year, but I think Buffalo rolls in that game. The next game, Cincinnati Bengals are playing home against the Baltimore Ravens. Andy?
I'll take Icky Woods and the Bengals.
Eddie?
I'm going the Bengals too, but after what they showed today, oh man, I don't know.
Yeah. How about you, Brad?
Bengals look like shit today. I'm going with the Ravens.
I'm going with Baltimore as well, even though they lost their running back for the season. But I think they've got enough depth there that they'll be able to be okay there. All right, next game, the Detroit Lions are at home against the Seattle Seahawks. Andy?
Barry Sanders and the Lions, let's go.
Eddie?
Going with Seahawks, man.
Oof. Brad?
Yeah, well, the thing about it is that, man, the Lions pulled it out the other night against the Chiefs. But, I mean, my logic just – it's it's still the Lions.
Do you want to stop right there and talk about the NFL being rigged after that Thursday game that everybody was talking about at work? And I'm like, what are you talking about? Did somebody die?
I'd like to step in here first because the NFL is doing a wonderful job. I mean, I just wanted to let you know that this is for entertainment purposes only.
And yeah, don't turn away any sponsors.
No. I'm just saying our law firm, you know, Bleeker and Quahog, you know, that this is for fun. I'm just saying this is that. I mean, the NFL ran commercials today two times that I saw locally here, and they had Tom Brady doing the thing about his, do you think I'd lose twice to Eli if it was on script? I'd lose to Peyton Manning's brother. I mean, that's my take. So I don't know. They're trying to combat it the best that they can. I don't know.
Tom has a wise smirk on his face.
I got nothing. I missed that. I don't even know what you're talking about. I missed the whatever happened Thursday. I saw the game, but I don't know what everyone was talking about.
Ed, want to shed any light quick on that? That there's a possible conspiracy, or what are you talking about?
No. I just watched the game. I didn't know that there was a conspiracy. That honestly, I didn't. No, for real. I'm not kidding. I'm serious.
It's like on the football cards for newspaper purposes only.
Oh, yeah.
So, Tom, what do you got for next?
Ed, who are you taking? Detroit, Seattle? You said
I'm taking the Seahawks.
How about you, Brad?
Even if it's rigged, I think the Lions are pretty sharp. So
yeah, I'm going to Detroit.
They got 37-0, right?
Detroit had a couple extra days here of preparation for Seattle, and Seattle looked horrible today. So I'm going with Detroit. Next game, Tennessee Titans at home against the LA Chargers. Andy,
Dan Fouts and the Chargers. Let's go,
Ed.
Go with the Chargers.
Yep. Brad?
Neither one of those teams lived up to expectations in week one, but I don't know, Tennessee on this one.
I'm going against my team. I'm going to take the Chargers.
Something Brad would never do.
Tennessee has no offense. I can't keep up with the Chargers offense, so I'm going Chargers. Next game, Tampa Bay Bucks are at home against the Chicago Bears. Andy?
Mike Ditka and the Bears, let's go.
Ed?
I'm gonna go with the Bucks, actually.
How about you, Brad?
Yeah, I like Tampa Bay in this one, man.
Yeah, I'm going with Tampa Bay. They look good. Better. Mayfield looked pretty good in Chicago. They struggled today against Jordan Love, so I think Mayfield with his receivers could have a big day. Next game, the Jacksonville Jaguars they're at home against the KC Chiefs. Andy?
I'm going to take the Khan family with the Jaguars. Let's go.
All righty. Ed?
As much as I'd like to see Tony's team win, I'm going to have to go with the Chiefs, also known as, from the Snickers commercial, the Chefs.
How about you, Brad?
Yeah, they're going to get back on track, Chiefs.
I'm going with Jacksonville, but if if Kelsey plays, I think the Chiefs are going to win. Chiefs. But now I'll base it on the fact he may not play. I'm going with Jacksonville. Next game, the Houston Texans are at home against the Indianapolis Colts. Andy?
David Carr and the Texans. Let's go.
Ed?
Colts.
Brad?
I'm going to go with the Colts if Richardson is healthy.
Yeah, that's
how I agree. He got injured there at the end.
I agree. Richardson, I think he's going to be the difference in that game. I'll go with the Colts. The next game, Los Angeles Rams at home against the San Francisco 49ers. Andy?
Eric Dickerson and the Rams. Let's go.
No.
Ed?
Man, 49ers look dominant today. I'm going to go with the Niners, man. They killed Pittsburgh today.
Yep.
At one point, it's 199 yards to one.
Brad?
San Fran. They are looking every bit as dominant as they were last year.
Yeah, they impressed me today. I had picked them to lose today in my upset of the week, and that didn't look so hot today. So I'm going with San Francisco in that game. I think the Rams kind of shot their load today. Next game, I'm going with the Arizona Cardinals at home against the New York Giants. Andy?
LT and the Giants. Let's go.
Ed?
The G-Man.
Brad, I don't know. Can you, as
I
a
know, Cowboys Brad, can you fan, say this in a straight face? Come on, Brad.
Cardinals, bump the Giants. Not picking them.
Oof. I'm going to go with the Giants. Arizona's tanking. They're in the Caleb Williams sweepstakes already. All right. Next game, Dallas Cowboys at home against Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets. Andy.
Jets.
Ed.
I'm going to go with the Cowboys, man.
Brad, I don't even have to ask, but I will.
Hey, Aaron Rodgers historically has our number. This is our year. We're going to beat them this time.
I agree with you. I'm going with Dallas. Next game, the Denver Broncos at home against the Washington Commanders. Andy?
Broncos.
Eddie?
Oh, man, I hate to say it. I mean, but, man, let me tell you, hate to go against Sean Payton, but I'm gonna go with the Commanders, man. I hate to say it. You know, the team formerly known as the Redskins.
Yep. Brad?
Denver.
I'm going to go with the Commanders. I just think there's so many injuries on Denver's the offensive side of the ball for Denver. I just don't think they're going to be able to score a lot of points. Next game, the New England Patriots at home against the Miami Dolphins. Andy.
Fish.
Ed.
Kills me to say this. The Dolphins. God, it kills me.
Ricky it's Williams is still there, right?
I want the Patriots to win. What?
Ricky Williams still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
How about you, Brad?
Patriots look sloppy today, even though they almost did pull it out against my Eagles. But the Dolphins, I think Tua put up like 400 yards today. I'm going to go with the Dolphins on that.
Yeah. Okay, what's that, Ed?
Wait a second, Brad. How are you going with Eagles? You said last week you weren't going to pick anybody from the East Coast. Huh?
I didn't pick the Eagles. Brad. I said the Dolphins, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's keeping track of this already? Which one of you clowns is running this show?
Sorry.
I'm going with the Dolphins. I think they're just too high-powered to for the Patriots to keep up with them. I mean, Tyreek Hill today had over 200 yards receiving and a couple touchdowns.
Who's keeping the stats here?
Sorry. I was jumping all around. Sorry, my bad.
Next game, Carolina Panthers at home against the New Orleans Saints. Andy?
Is Ricky Williams still with them? I'll take the Saints.
Ed?
I'm going to go with Dick's old team being the Saints.
How about you, Brad?
Saints look really good. I'm going to go with Saints on this one. Who that?
Yeah, I'm going with the Saints. David Carr looked good today for them, and I think that Carolina's they're a few games away before maybe I won't say they're going to gel, but they'll be all right in the long run. Last game for the week, Monday night, Pittsburgh Steelers at home against the Cleveland Browns. Andy,
Bernie Kosar and the Browns.
Eddie.
I have a funny feeling that Bill Belichick is would have a better year if he was coaching the Browns.
How about you, Brad?
I think Deshaun Watson is going to get his happy ending. You know what I'm saying? So they're going to win that game.
Browns look with really, Pittsburgh.
Really sharp.
I'm going with Pittsburgh, but I think it's going to be a very low scoring game. So that's it. That's it for the picks.
Week two, we did good. We did good for the time, even though somebody wasn't on time. But, you know, we will hold it against them.
My email said 9 Easter.
Yeah, but we always base that on me and Tom anyway. So
you guys, and nobody texted me that said we were about to get on. It said my email said 9 Eastern. So I was like, why are we so late tonight?
You guys were on tape delay down there. We're up here on DVD and you're down there on beta.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Tom, what was the football news that you had from earlier in the podcast you had mentioned?
What's his name? Big injury for the Baltimore Ravens. They're starting running back J.K. Dobbins tore his Achilles, and he's out for the season. So that's a big loss for them. They're gonna have to go with Gus Edwards and I think his name's Justice Hill as their two running backs. So it'll be interesting to see if they may try to do a deal for Jonathan Taylor. Now, I don't know if they have the draft capital to make a deal with Indy, but should be interesting to see.
You three guys, what's your take on week one after the games that you see? I've already, you know, I know there's a couple games left. Tomorrow's Monday night's game, but what's your take on week one so far?
Brad?
I always look at week one as just a extra week of preseason football. Like, it's, I don't think it's telling of what the season holds. I think a lot of the starters didn't play, the number ones didn't play at all during preseason, especially with just three games. So they're all knocking off the cobwebs. This is their warm-up game. I think once they get in a rhythm, week two and three will be more telling, more, you know, maybe they'll get back on script.
Yeah, there was a lot of creeping up today.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah, I was impressed with the 49ers. I thought they looked the best out of everyone that I saw today. Good.
What was that stat you were saying, Ed, about the yardage? 199 yards to it.
Yeah, so 49ers were up against the Steelers 199 yards to one at a certain point in the game today. And they just looked dominant. To circle back to your question about, like, first week of the season, I think everybody looked really sloppy. I think that the three-game preseason really hurt everybody. I think this kind of gentler football league shenanigans where they don't hit very much, I really think that it really just kind of, you know, it's sloppy for at least the first 3 to 4 games until everybody finds their rhythm. You know, it's football. It's not tiddlywinks. Look, I understand, you know, brain injuries are serious. CTE is very serious. I get it. But for the most part, I mean, it is football. You know the risk when you strap the gear on. I mean, and so it's one of those things. Maybe the NFL needs to do a better job with their pension plan to take care of guys with brain injuries and that type of thing, and head injuries and that type of thing. But I think it was sloppy all around. I mean, and, you know, I did find it funny on how I saw three commercials today with the NFL talking about being scripted. Right. So I thought it was kind of funny. Anyway.
Hey, Ed, what do you think of the Pats waiving the 4-year thing for Brady, and they're going to retire his number next year?
I mean, I think that they should. I mean, there's no question.
Did you see what they're doing with the date they're doing it on?
Yeah.
6/12, because 24. 6 Super Bowls and his jersey number. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is that, look, I mean, he won 6 Super Bowls. I mean, he changed that whole franchise. I mean, the 3 out of the 4 of us grew up in that area. We all remember how terrible the Patriots were. I mean, we all remember when the tickets were $20, yeah, you know, to see those last 2 or 3 games of the season. I mean, Brad's heard the story numerous times. And Andy, Tom, we all know that, you know, when we used to, I mean, if there was Giants were playing, there were more Giants fans in the stadium than there were Patriots fans back in the day.
Oh, yeah. The age group above us, nobody was a Patriots fan. They always were either Giants fans or Jets fans, depending on where you landed or what your taste was. They were in this area. There was no Patriots fans. And it wasn't until maybe the 80s when they went to that first Super Bowl where they got a little bit of traction with Grogan and Tony Eason and those guys. But before that, no way. They were like an expansion team. It's like, like in, you know, the Texans, you know, when you live near in Cowboys country, it's just not feasible. But yeah, they were bad. That old stadium was bad.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, it was a dump. It was metal bleachers. It was always cold. There was always rowdy. Shitload of assholes there all the time. People pissing off the top deck down into the parking lot. It was bad. Really bad.
Yeah. A lot of fights. Yeah,
it was bad enough that they stopped doing Monday night games there. I mean, granted, the Patriots were bad, so they weren't going to have them on anyway. But it was, the fans were so bad, were so rowdy that they stopped doing games, Monday night games, for a while.
Yeah, so if you're a kid now and you're in your 20s, you had a epic Patriots team growing up. But when we were growing up, terrible, terrible. Everybody, I only knew one kid growing up that had season tickets to the Patriots, and he now lives in Chicago. So that tells you something. But do you guys want to touch on any more football stuff before?
Yeah, I do. How about Alabama losing, Brad?
Oh, it is on, baby. Alabama lost to Texas. Oh, my goodness. I've heard so many excuses from Alabama fans. It is ridiculous. They're so spoiled with a dynasty team, they don't even know how to handle one loss. Like, yeah. Give me a break, man.
Texas looks for real, man. That kid, that quarterback, he looked really good. And I think he's only a sophomore. Oof,
I'm not sure, but yeah, he looks phenomenal.
They look really good.
Yeah.
How about Deion?
Oh, yeah. Prime, awesome, baby. That was a good football game, actually. But that team looks legit. They taking them Michigan, one week at a time.
Michigan next week?
That'll be a test for them.
What do you think?
Michigan Colorado plays next week?
Michigan Colorado next week, right?
That'll be a good one.
It's funny because both their first two games have been nationally televised. You know, there's some teams out there going, what the hell is going on? I can't even get on TV. And this guy takes over a team and he's on both weeks. They'll definitely be on next week.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll switch gears a little bit, Tom, and we'll hit another sponsorship up and we'll do our, what do you think, album of the week?
Absolutely. Okay. Tom's album of the week is brought to you by Purchase Street Records, located at 53 Pope's Island, Unit 2 in New Bedford, Mass., or online at purchasestrecords.com. They are Southern New England's largest independent record store. You can also check them out. They have a Facebook page if you're interested. So this week, my album, I've been a little mellow this week, you know, I'm running out of albums. So of the week this week, I'm going
with. You know where you can get more records, right,
Tom? Yes, I do.
You know, Purchase Street Records, you know.
Yes, I do.
They have a huge selection of albums, don't you know, Tom?
I'm going with Pink Floyd, The Wall.
Oh.
Nice.
Let me see. There it is. It was released in 1979. They sold 30 million albums worldwide. It was a rock opera that explores abandonment and isolation, which is symbolized by the wall. It's 26 songs long. Some of the top songs for me were Another Brick in the Wall, Parts 1, 2, and 3, Mother, The Show Must Go On, Comfortably Numb, and one of my favorites, kind of unsung, is There Anybody Out There?
Ed, I know you're a bigger Pink Floyd fan than I am, so we want to take it.
Oh man! Well, first and foremost, like it really was a great album. I mean, it there's so many good songs like In the Flesh, Thin Ice, Goodbye Blue Sky. I mean, the animation that they had with the wall when they actually had it on when they had it on the movie, how they incorporated, you know, a lot of live segments in there. They actually had in the scene where Pink comes out in front of the big crowd. And those were actual real skinheads from Britain when they actually did that scene. Just some, you know, Nobody Home, Vera, Run Like Hell, The Trial, like some of the great stuff in there. You know, there was a thing in there that Roger Waters about, you know, it pays homage to his dad. His dad died at the Battle of Anzio in 1944. So, you know, there was that whole tie-in and, you know, like, Goodbye Blue Sky, the animation in there, how it goes from blue sky to the and then it changes into the big black screen with the German war machine coming in. That was just really just a great album. Guys were just super talented, you know, to circle out of the album just a little bit and how they were influenced. You know, Dark Side of the Moon, they actually did that at Abbey Road with Alan Parsons Project, one of the guys that did that, and also tie in with the Beatles as well. So they had a lot of great people that touched with them. So great album.
Brad, Pink Floyd fan?
I mean, I won't say that just because I've never listened to them, you know, I don't have a whole lot. One of my friends in my classic Volkswagen club has a whole classic Volkswagen bus just decked out and dedicated to Pink Floyd. So I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that album and Dark Side of the Moon, probably their two that everybody probably gravitates to, and they play a lot off probably Dark Side of the Moon on classic rock radio, but you know, that album is pretty much their apex before, you know, they had problems in the band, right, Ed? And after that and everything kind of fizzled out between Roger Waters and
David Gilmour.
Yep. So, you know, it's another thing that if you're a huge Pink Floyd fan, it sucks for the fans because those two guys can't get together just to, you know,
get along.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why can't we all just get along?
So probably about 3 minutes left. Quick shout outs at the end of the podcast. Ed, you got anything?
Sure. One thing, just want to say that was really cool with the Beastie Boys, how they had that square in them where they had Paul's Boutique shot. We talked about it before we came on. And then also thank you to, you know, BrockStreetBrewing.com, Brock Street Brewing in Ontario, Canada. Thank you very much for the sponsorship. And Gene from Eugene, thanks for the email. We really appreciate it. And
we missed Brad for that one. We missed Brad for the email about football versus hockey. Stop talking about so much hockey and start talking about football. So we missed him on that one.
Yes.
We'll make up for it. We all right. I'll come clean. We blocked you before we could get by.
That was punishment for earlier in the week for your text message.
Yep. I told Brad he's going to be the first guy to get fired off the podcast for talking shit. So
yeah, I'm working on it.
Tom, you got anything?
Not really, but I want to give a shout out to you because you're doing a lot of stuff that nobody sees behind the scenes and getting a lot of shit done.
Tom doesn't want to get fired, huh?
I'm getting misty.
Can't fire the talent.
I appreciate that, Tom. I try to have as much fun with it all week. I'm always trying to help everybody along and hopefully, you know, everything grows together. And, you know, if there's people that have been with us since day one, and I just hope that everybody's got that same positive mindset that, you know, we're not trying to hurt anybody. We're trying to just help and go forward and have as much fun and keep everybody together as we age up. And hopefully we can keep doing this. In 30 episodes, we've been pretty consistent with doing it. And we meet good people along the way, like Brad. If it wasn't for Ed suggesting him, we'd be, you know, it wouldn't even be a thing. So that's the whole thing. It's about bringing like-minded people together.
I got one more shout out. I want to give a shout out to my friend Artie. His dad's not doing very good right now. He's in the hospital with COVID. So I just want to let him know that I'm thinking about him.
Brad, you got something quick?
Shout out to the sponsors and shout out to Patriots backup quarterback Matt Corral. Has been missing for 2 days. Nobody knows where he is. He suffered with a lot of mental health and depression and stuff in college. He's very vocal about it. So I don't know. I don't know if there's something wrong with him. Like he had an episode and whatever. I know they kind of talked about maybe cutting him, and then now nobody can find him. So everybody is kind of worried about him and, you know, praying and hoping that he's okay.
So we're down to under a minute, so I'm going to have to wrap it up. So that's 30 episodes.
Push your spasm.
Yep. Just let's reconvene next week for week 3 and keep track of our picks and see how we do. And you can chirp us on the email or on the comment section. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Ogie Uncle Thorpe.
Hey, thanks, Brad. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks, appreciate it. I'll be on time next week.
Go watch your Cowboys.
Yeah, go watch your Cowboys.
Yeah, I swear the email says 9 Eastern. I'll send a screenshot to the group that.